And with us from the National Weather Service office in Duluth is Jeff Grochaczynski. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, what I'm reading right now in front of me is that there's a heat advisory in effect for parts of the Northland, but it doesn't seem to be us. But later, there's a possibility of strong, severe thunderstorms possible tonight. So let's talk a little bit about what's going to happen around the area.
Yeah, sure. We have gotten really hot across much of the Northland. That our approaching front or trough, whatever you want to call it, yesterday brought in a really warm, moist air mass into northeastern Minnesota and northwest Wisconsin, with dew points much higher than normal, so it's really juicy out there.
Yes, it is.
We're seeing dew points in the 70s to even the mid-70s. That's starting to become tropical. And with temperatures climbing to the low to upper 80s today, maybe even some 90s, it could be one of the warmest days we will see this year, and at least that we've seen probably this year so far.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be really hot, and the hottest location is going to be, looks like the Brainerd Lakes region, areas well south of Highway 2 across the Northland.
Well, when we have weather like this, it always concerns me because usually it's followed by not so nice stuff. And apparently, the Weather Service is at this point looking for strong, severe thunderstorms tonight after midnight.
Exactly.
Is that going to reach up here, or is that going to stay in the Brainerd area?
Yeah, we think there's a considerable threat for some a thunderstorm complex to form later today and into early Tuesday. With all this heat and moisture, that's a recipe for some pretty big storms. But for most of today, we shouldn't see anything because we're going to have kind of like a lid on the pot that's just going to keep on boiling and boiling. And once that pot cap breaks off, then things are going to take off, and that'll probably be late tonight, late this evening into Tuesday morning.
Okay, can we expect that along the North Shore?
Yes, there's. I wouldn't say expect it, but there's certainly a possibility of that hitting the North Shore too. And it's more of a wind threat, probably.
Oh.
What we're probably going to see happen is some sort of storm complex form in the eastern North Dakota, northwestern Minnesota, and then spread east overnight into Tuesday morning.
So when does all this go away and we have beautiful weather again?
A cold front will be coming through, fortunately, tonight and into tomorrow. So we're going to see temperatures much lower tomorrow. We're looking at a highs in the mid-70s to low 80s across the region, and then even a little bit cooler on Wednesday. So relief for the middle of the week. Mm-hmm. And then it'll get a little bit warmer later in the week with increasing chances of some showers and storms going into the upcoming weekend.
Well, okay, I guess we'll have to live with that and hope for the best, especially with the wind, because, trees are pretty flexible right now. Maybe not we won't lose too many limbs. We've been speaking with Jeff Grochaczynski. He is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Thanks much, Jeff.
You're very welcome.